Declaring God's Word, a daily devotion by Derek Prince. March the 8th. Moving forward.
This week, Derek shows us how every part of our body needs to be yielded to God as an instrument of righteousness. Today, he reminds us of the need to keep yielding ourselves and keep moving forward in our Christian lives. We have a choice to make. Something's going to control us. Which will it be, sin or righteousness? If we say righteousness, we can believe we will be tested. The devil will not give up as long as he thinks he has a chance of succeeding. When an individual is tested and tempted, the devil will go on until that person has come to the place where the temptation just doesn't affect him. He doesn't even entertain the thought. The devil is clever enough not to waste his time on people like that. But if any double-mindedness exists in us, the devil will exploit it. We must make a firm decision.
Romans chapter 6, verse 19. I am speaking in human terms because of the weakness of your flesh. For you presented your members as slaves to impurity and to lawlessness, resulting in further lawlessness.
If we choose lawlessness, it will increase. We will become more and more lawless. Many of us can trace that reality in our lives. Instead of increasing in lawlessness, verse 19 says, Now present your members as slaves to righteousness, resulting in sanctification or holiness. It's almost impossible to stand still in the spiritual life. We're either going to go forward or backwards. We're either going to progress in holiness or go further into rebellion. Listen to this proclamation and make it your own.
Thank you, Jesus, for your victory on the cross. I present myself as a slave to righteousness and proclaim that my members, the parts of my body, are instruments of righteousness, yielded to God for his service and for his glory. Amen. Derek Prince Ministries, reaching the unreached, teaching the untaught.